This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. Syrian fire jets targeted at least one Turkish military convoy that had crossed into Syria Monday, causing a number of casualties. Turkey strongly condemned the action and said the attack killed at least three civilians and wounded 12 others. Two controversial military figures are among the people chosen to sit on Sudan's Sovereign Council, the body that will lead the country during a three-year transitional government. In Khartoum, VOA's Isha Sarai has more.
First Lieutenant General Mohamed Hamdan Daglo, otherwise known as Hemeti, and First Lieutenant General Abdul Fattah al-Burhan were named by the now-dissolved Transitional Military Council to represent the military in the new government. However, Hemeti and Burhan are both widely presumed to be responsible for attacks against protesters, which left over 120 people dead in June. And many Sudanese, like Khartoum resident Nader Ali, think they should be on trial instead of in the government.
They should have been jailed and justice should have taken place.
The opposition Forces of Freedom and Change, or FFC, had yet to confirm the names of some of their five appointees to the Sovereign Council on Monday. And the all-important tiebreaker seat, set aside for a civilian with military experience, is also unfilled. Isha Sarai, VOA News, Khartoum.
Meanwhile, former President Omar al-Bashir has gone on trial for corruption charges. Bashir, who was ousted by the military in April, is accused of possessing large amounts of foreign currency. According to a detective who testified Monday, Bashir told investigators he had received millions of dollars in cash from Saudi Arabia. However, most Sudanese say the trial is too little too late. Bashir also faces charges of genocide at the International Criminal Court in The Hague for his actions during the war in Darfur. This is VOA News. An Iranian oil tanker seized in Gibraltar for violence.